All right, welcome back in. And now joining us on the hotline is Byron Larkin, Xavier Radio Network color analyst. Byron, thank you very much for taking the time to talk this evening. What are your early thoughts on this West region that Xavier is a part of? North Carolina is the number two seed. But honestly, Byron, I see a potential interesting matchup with either Florida State or Missouri. Honestly, Missouri to me is the more interesting team with the Michael Porter Jr. thing. But what are your thoughts on Xavier's positioning here?
Well, first of all, real excited for Xavier to get the number one seed. This is the first time in the history of the school that they were able to get that, and it's been a great season for Xavier. They won 28 games, and it was nice. Relative to the matchup, you know, still not sure who they're going to play. They're waiting for that play-in game with North Carolina Central and Texas Southern. So, I mean, it's cliche-ish, but you got to play one game at a time to hopefully advance. And then if Xavier's fortunate enough to do that, then to play against Missouri or Florida State last year's, then Xavier went to the Sweet 16. They played Florida State, where Xavier was an 11 seed and Florida State was a 3 seed at that point. So that would be interesting if they could hook up again. Or Missouri. I think at the beginning of the year last year, Xavier played Missouri. They were a different team with a different coach. So it's a lot of intriguing matchups, and Ohio State's in that bracket as well. Xavier played Ohio State in a closed-door scrimmage, and I see Gonzaga's in there as well. They beat Xavier last year to go to the Final Four. So a lot of familiarity with a lot of teams for Xavier. So I think they feel real good about their seed and the possible matchups down the road.
Yeah, Byron, I'm sure one thing Xavier's happy about is they're out on the West and Villanova's way out in the East, so they've had a Villanova problem this year. A lot of people have, but they won't have to meet them unless they get to the national championship, which would be a good thing for them. But when I look at this team, Byron, right now, I mean, we know about Cantor and Blewett and McCura, all these guys that can score. Xavier can score with anybody. At times this year, they've really struggled defensively. Do you see any sort of problems with that defense heading into the NCAA tournament?
Well, it's been an issue for this team. I think if you were to kind of brush them with the broad stroke, they're a better offensive team than defensive team, just because they've got a couple, their senior class, they have their two main scorers, Trayvon Blue and J.P. McCure. They play most of the minutes. But these are high-scoring guys who are wired to score more than play D. Now, they've come a long way in that area, but it's something. It's a concern, no doubt about it. You can't just always outscore people. Sometimes the ball's just not going to go in the basket, and you've got to find a way to defend them. Now, Xavier has been defending a lot better in the last couple games. They held. In their last game against Providence, they held them to 72 points. St. John's and DePaul held them to about 60 points. So, so it's something that Coach Mack is really working on with this team. I think he's done a good job changing up defenses when they can't stop people, even though he's a primarily man-to-man team, but a defensive team. But the one thing Chris Mack has done is shown a willingness to change up game to game, so minute to minute. So he'll do whatever he needs to do to advance.
Byron Larkin is our guest, Xavier Radio Network color analyst. Byron, obviously you don't want to lose to Providence in the Big East game, but I would imagine as a coach there is still some value that you can take from a loss, just like you can take from a win, specifically when it comes to watching tape. You can show the kids what went right in a win, but you can also show the kids what went wrong in a loss. What kind of value can you get from losing to Providence in the Big East tournament?
I think you always you learn more from losses than you do with wins when you're dealing with young people. You know, when you win, it kind of a lot of times doesn't resonate when coaches say, hey, we need to play better. A lot of kids don't hear that. They just kind of bask in the euphoria of winning. So, and then the opposite's true, too. When they lose, I think that gets their attention a little bit more. It humbles you and makes you hungry. And I think, like you said, Xavier, you never want to lose, but But it did give Xavier a little bit more time to come back here, feel a little rested, even though they're not going to play until Friday in Nashville. But it reminded them of the finality of this playing basketball this time of the year. This is a team that has four seniors on it, and they want to keep on playing. They were on the cusp of going to the Final Four last year, and they had the bitter sting of going there and tasting it, but not getting there. So, but this is something that this senior class has talked a lot about. Trayvon Blewett had a chance to put his name into the NBA draft, but decided to come back. And he talked, one of the reasons why he wanted to come back was to get to a Final Four. And so that's the goal of this team. And hopefully that loss against Providence reminded these players that, hey, your future is not secure. You know, you've got to really bring it for 40 minutes, no matter who you're playing against. And hopefully they've kind of learned that lesson from that bitter loss against Providence, and hopefully they'll be better for it.
Hey, Byron, really appreciate the time. Thank you very much for coming on. Byron Larkin, Xavier Radio Network color analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes here. Thank you very much for the time, and enjoy the tournament.